Hey, Abundant Parents, it's Leah Ricor, creator of The Abundant Parent. 1 year ago in April, Julia Bresner was my first guest on the Abundant Parent membership. She listened as I shared my dream of creating space for parents to reconcile their past while connecting to their children, as well as providing that same space for experts in their field to share their gifts of mentorship and healing. She supported me wholeheartedly as my first guest in the first step of my big old dream. As a holistic health nutritionist and functional medicine health coach, Julia guides us through one of the most important pieces of parenthood, keeping our bodies high functioning and full of energy. She discusses powerful snack combinations that keep you at a healthy weight and really balanced blood sugar levels to keep you even keeled and capable of dealing with the demands of your kids. In this companion talk, I share with you my journey with food and how I bring conscious parenting to my kids and their relationship with food. Food has been a mystery in my life for quite some time. Actually, mystery might be too kind. It's been a love-hate relationship. At first, I didn't really think much of food. It was always there, it filled my tummy. But there was a turning point when my mom got cancer, and then it became something to control and something that controlled me. And what do we know about the law of attraction? When we try to control and focus on what we don't want, yep, we attract more of what we don't want. Yay, us! So I controlled food to eliminate cancer, and I used food to feel better after my mom died. And I avoided food to control my PCOS, and I monitored food to make me fertile. And I added food to help my babies grow in my womb. And I cut out food to lose the baby weight. And I didn't eat at all during my separation and divorce. I mean, food and me, we needed couples counseling in a bad way. My kids have saved me in 100 different ways on 100 different days. And this is no different when they saved me from my unhealthy relationship with food. Children hold you accountable and hold you to the rules of fairness that you've created in your family. But they also better you in all that you hope to empower them in, and this includes food. It was horrifying for me to hear that kids at school were already worried about how fat they are in first grade. First grade! In first grade, you should definitely be more focused on how you're going to catch that ever elusive unicorn. We can't control the exposure of the outside world on our kids, but we can guide them to experience it with clarity and truth. And so what does clarity and truth mean when we are talking about a relationship with food? Just like we ask them to look within, listen to their intuition when it comes to decision making, they can also do the same thing with eating. We can guide them to see the benefits and flaws of certain kinds of foods, and we can guide them to think about how they feel immediately after they've eaten some foods and how they might feel long-term when they've eaten certain foods. We can guide them to recognize when they begin to feel full. And we can guide them to have a relationship with food based on its ability to fuel our body, to maintain balanced mental health, and ultimately to treat food as a tool instead of an emotional relationship. So what are some ways that I do this with my kids? Well, one, food really isn't a big deal when my kids are home with me. I have almost entirely healthy options for them, and they know that they may pick and choose what they'd like to have and have some power and to listen to within, to know what they are craving. This doesn't mean that they get to eat nonstop. They understand that checks and balances of snacks and mealtime. But we also talk about what time of day it is and how much time has passed since they've last eaten and how much time will pass before they eat again at mealtime. We do a little math throughout the day in regards to our eating. Two, I ask them questions like, are you really hungry or are you bored? Now, truth be told, I ask them this because I'm completely guilty of boredom eating. But I'll also ask them things like, how much water have you drank today? Because oftentimes we're misunderstanding our bodily cues, that we're actually just thirsty, but we're having that body, that physiological cue to put something in our mouth. I also ask them things that are like, are you pairing healthy fats with proteins to make sure you're feeling satisfied and that you feel good? And I give them the power to reflect on the choices they've made during the day and what they can do to adjust that with each new thing that they choose to eat. This is also why I involve them in making their own lunches, so we can continue these kinds of conversations. 3, they understand that sweet food is meant as something to be enjoyed, but not something to rely on, and certainly not something to have all of the time. And that goes for junk food. My kids eat junk food, but it's not something that we buy at home, so they understand the boundaries and respect that I have for food as it relates to my well-being, to their well-being. And they've come to enjoy junk food when they have it, but they also respect that it's not a food to be consumed all the time. And 4, since I have them choose between healthy options, I love them to have that power to have input on what meals they want to prepare with me. And so they were really involved in the meal planning process. And sometimes we have one meal scheduled for Tuesday, but then we decide we'd rather have it on Wednesday, and so we swap. These days, I'm really just guiding my children and letting them embrace intuitive and mindful eating. Thank you so much for listening. You can catch my workshop with Julia Bresner on the Abundant Parent Membership. Our workshop, originally filmed a year ago, has now been released to the public and is available as a video on YouTube as well as a podcast. You can catch all 12 of the Abundant Parent Membership workshops on theabundantparent.com. You want to click on the tab that says Membership so you can sign up. Thank you all so much. I know your parenting time can be minimal. It can be of the essence. It can be valuable. I thank you for being here. I'm wishing you a day full of light, love, and abundance.